This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Tennessee Republican Congressman Chuck Fleischman. He's a freshman in this 112th Congress, representing the 3rd Congressional District in the Volunteer State. He's a member of the House Small Business Committee and for over two decades was a small business owner. And with that background and responsibility on Capitol Hill, we want to get his thoughts on the latest job numbers, which came out late last week, and also the president's relationship with the business community and what we got from the president in his address to the Chamber of Commerce here in Washington on Monday. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Greg. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, the numbers we saw on Friday, by most accounts, were either baffling or disappointing. Certainly on the job creation side, they were disappointing, 36,000. But somehow the overall unemployment rate dropped from 9.4% to 9.0%. A lot of folks say that that means many people just stopped looking for work. But the overall unemployment rate, when you factor that in, was also slightly down, but still up around somewhere 16%. How do you read all this?
Well, for the problem, Greg, is for 21 straight months, the unemployment rate has been 9% or greater, and people in America have lost hope. And it's so, so sad because of the policies of the last 2 years. This president is finally starting to talk pro-business, but his policies for the last 2 years have done anything but been pro-business. It's been high tax, high regulation, anti-business. The health care bill was a disaster. It's been problem after problem. I'm glad to see him change his rhetoric, but it's, to me, empty rhetoric. What we've got to do, and this is why I'm so passionate about my job, I have been elected with 87 other freshman Republicans to get into work, and to every day I've committed to help small business in America. And to do that, what we need to do is have real job growth in the private sector to make sure that the business people, the men and women who take risks, put their capital and their lives out there every day, working hard, many times 7 days a week, like I did, to make sure that we have a fertile environment for business, to keep regulations low, to keep taxes low. And I have vowed every day on the House floor to make sure that I advocate for the businessman in America.
Well, the president said many things that drew some attention yesterday. Let me play one clip and have you respond to that.
Yes, if we're fighting to reform the tax code and increase exports to help you compete, the benefits can't just translate into greater profits and bonuses for those at the top. They have to be shared by American workers who need to know that expanding trade and opening markets will lift their standards of living as well as your bottom line.
The president seems to say there, Congressman, that he believes his administration has put conditions in place, such as tax rates and opening up markets, that basically the onus is now on the business owners to create jobs. He's basically saying he's done about all he can do there. It's pretty obvious you disagree. What should he be doing differently?
He's got to go back to the drawing board and get rid of that job-killing health care bill. He's got to make sure that government regulators don't hurt banks so that they can actually loan credit, make credit available to small business people. And he's got to stop the class warfare. We've got to get beyond that in America. It's not us versus them. It's not rich versus poor. We're all in this together. It's the small business people who go out and create real jobs in America, sponsor the baseball teams that we see out there, the Little League teams, do the things that we've got to get done that we've gotten done in the past. We've got to have a rebirth of entrepreneurial spirit in America, and I think that's what I bring to the table. I think that's what the majority of people on the Small Business Committee bring to the table. I know our Chairman Graves is committed to doing that, and what I sincerely hope is that we get beyond rhetoric, beyond that empty talk that the president is making. It's a step in the right direction because he was talking the wrong talk and basically had policies for 2 years in the 111th Congress that were disastrous to all business in America. We need to get beyond that and have real job growth, and I'm going to work every day to promote more credit available for small business, lower taxes, less regulation, and really, instead of empty rhetoric, real action. And part of that is going to be, for example, to get rid of this crazy requirement on the 1099s. I mean, that's ridiculous. How you could ever sign a bill that would have something in there? The detrimental effects on small business were outrageous, and now he's willing to retract that. But to put something like that in the bill, you can't be pro-business to have something like that.
We're talking with Tennessee Congressman Chuck Fleischmann, represents Tennessee's 3rd Congressional District. And I see from your biography here, Congressman, that this is not just a committee you serve on for 24 years. As I mentioned at the outset of our conversation here, you and your wife ran a small business together in Chattanooga. And so you obviously ran that business through various economic times, good and bad. What, in addition to removing some of these hurtful policies, whether it's the health care policy and other regulations, what positive developments need to happen, either from Congress or from the administration?
Again, creating an environment that is fertile for business, that rewards entrepreneurs for taking risks, hiring people. So many people in my district last week, I spoke from people from Chattanooga to Oak Ridge to Claiborne County, across the 3rd District, small business people saying, Mr. Fleischmann, Congressman, please, please get the government out of our lives, out of our businesses. Let us go. And I said, I will work every day to do that. That is so important. They have seen the federal government become an enemy, becoming a detriment to them in their business endeavors. We can't have that. We need to go back and glorify the American entrepreneur, reward them. And basically what will happen is we will have real job growth in America. I wish we could have a situation where every small business in America could go out and hire at least another employer or two. It would solve our unemployment problem, and we'd have a situation that we didn't have government job growth, which is no job growth, and which adds to the deficit. If we have job growth in the private sector led by the small business community, it will be long-term sustainable job growth. We just have got to make sure that that environment is predictable and friendly.
Congressman, you mentioned that you're working every day to see this happen. The president has basically said he's willing to give in on the 1099 portion of the health care plan, but hasn't really gotten specific anywhere else. And given the split in power on Capitol Hill between the House and Senate and the two parties, where else do you think you can actually achieve some of these goals before the end of this Congress? What issues?
It's an excellent question, Greg. First of all, I think the bill is unconstitutional, and I think our judicial branch will take care of that in time. But we can't rest on that or wait on that. What we need to do is to make sure that we start every day working to promote bills, for example, being able to buy insurance across state lines. We have got to come up with solutions. It's not just repeal, it's repeal and replace. We have got to replace it with free market solutions that will basically get the job done, that will not be job killing, but will be job promoting and will give business a predictable environment that will work. We just cannot afford this health care bill. Small business can't afford it, but most importantly, America can't afford it. And ultimately, if that is allowed to stand, more and more businesses will not hire, they'll contract, and we've got to get away from that mindset.
Last question, Congressman, before we let you run. Obviously, there's two different philosophies on how to get out of this economic situation. We obviously talked about all the different government policies from health care to energy that are concerning to small business owners. But on the one hand, you have a president who in the State of the Union address was talking about investing, i.e. spending money on clean energy solutions, on high-speed rail and education and that sort of thing. And obviously, most Republicans, yourself included, were brought here to Washington by your constituents in order to reduce the size of government and the amount of spending. So where do you expect to see all of this shake out in terms of where you can cut and where spending is going to be?
Ultimately, we've got to address the deficit issue and the national debt issue. It's a problem. It's been a problem. And every time the government makes a mistake and overspends, it adds to the debt heap. We've got to address that. Ultimately, if we can rein in our spending and have some fiscal responsibility, it will be good for business everywhere. It will make capital available to small businesses, mid-sized businesses, and big businesses in America, and basically put our growth where it needs to be in a sustainable private sector growth pattern. And anything else is going to be insufficient. When government creates jobs, it adds to the deficit. It's not the way to go, and it's just plain and simple wrong.
Congressman, many huge debates to come on a lot of these different issues. We look forward to being back with you and talking about them as they arise. Thank you for your time today.
Greg, thank you, and appreciate this opportunity, sir.
Absolutely. Tennessee Republican Congressman Chuck Fleischmann represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, longtime small business owner, and now a member of the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.